Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, do we have time for a few emails now from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Fun fact for you, you might not know that song, but LMFAO, there's two members of it.
All right.
One guy's name is Red Foo.
I guess who that is, yes.
Yeah. It's Barry Gordy's son.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know he's related to something. Barry Gordy. All
okay.
Right.
A couple from our question today that was also successful. Who tried to do some good and did it work out? Guys, my old girlfriend and I bought a jacket, gloves, beanie for a dude in Marysville years ago. Checked on him 2 days later. He was dead with all the clothes right next to him in a bag.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Yep.
Positive Friday.
It continues. Guys, my wife wanted to leave her job, which she did not like, to volunteer full-time for an animal shelter. We found a way to make it work out financially. It's been over 25 years, and she's been there ever since. I'm so proud of her. The shelter's name is Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Again, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Sorry, Miles, they don't have any hairless cats available for adoption.
Aww.
From your loyal listener, Steve in Bothell. Again, that's Meow Cat Rescue.
Meow.
Meow. Guys, I stepped in front of a guy that was smacking a woman at the fair. I said, hit me, bud. Next thing I know, she smacks me in the back, saying, leave him alone. They're obviously meant for each other. Couple more. Well, we're keeping with the theme. These are the actual comments we get from YouTube, from the text.
I'll tell you where we went wrong. We said, who tried to do some good? And then we added, and did it work out? A resounding no has been the answer today.
Well, I mean, I guess in most people's defense, generally you're just donating money or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
like
a physical interaction goes sideways.
Well, also, you don't know, right? Like the kid you helped out, like right, like for instance, Coats for Kids, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not like the kids don't have to write you a letter and say thank you, but you've already done that good,
and you know they got it.
So maybe there was just more. It lended more towards the bad stuff. Like I worked at a horse farm, volunteer, got kicked in the head.
Right.
Stopped on I-5 North a couple weeks ago to help a lady whose car had died in the middle of the lane. Put on my four-way hazard lights, had traffic stops so we could push a car off the highway to a safe spot. Two other cars stopped and helped me. I get her to the shoulder and to a safe place. Shook their hand, said thank you, and stayed with the lady until she got someone on the phone to come and help her. Good deed done. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, two positive stories.
Elk Plain Drifter. All right.
All right, here you go.
Guys, when I was in college in Bozeman, Montana, I used to drive around at night in the wintertime just to pull people out of snowbanks and the side of the road when they would get stuck. A friend and I would just put a bunch of tow straps in and some food and some drinks, and we'd just drive around and help people for hours on end.
Good on you.
There we go. And one more, a follow-up to the guy driving to drop the prescription medication off.
For the pugs? Yeah. Evergreen Pug Rescue? Yeah.
A follow-up, the prescriptions have been delivered successfully.
All right.
All is well that ends well.
I think it's funny that dog just sitting there sipping Cody.
I know. You got the pills.
Hey, yeah. Man, you got the good stuff.
I'm an addict, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, put on some Mike Jones.
Subject is Christmas songs and ciabatta. Aldo Bacciola is listening to yesterday's episode on the Odyssey app, and Miles mentioned the Christmas song by the Waitresses. The song is called Christmas Rapping, and Thrill, you're a bassist, so you need to listen to this song. It is such a funky bass line, you'd think it was Motown. And the person who played it was a session cat called Tina Wormworth, who was, in fact, in the B-52s.
Huh.
Also,
what is it called?
It's called the Christmas song by the Waitresses.
Okay, Christmas.
That was one. A Christmas Rapping.
A Christmas Rapping.
Christmas Rapping. That was the one I said. You probably, we were talking about, are there any good Christmas songs?
And I said no. And you said, man, I'm telling you, like, I've never heard it. Mike's looking for it now. I will give it a listen.
If you just Google the Waitresses and Christmas, it's the only song that's going to come up.
Yeah,
that's basically. It wasn't there a bad band. They just weren't as big.
This is just the one
they're kind of like a Go-Go's type sounding band, but a little bit more, as he would say, funk and R&B to it.
Oh, hang on. I know what happened. Sorry, I got to pull down the stream and then unmute YouTube here. All right.
Oh, yeah.
You know the tune.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I do. I got to hear the sing. That is a sweet bass line. I'll give you that. Here we go.
Bah, humbug. Well, that's too strong because it is my favorite holiday. This year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have
well, if you like the Go-Go's or anything like that.
I mean, look, I like the bass line. I could not sit through this.
Okay. It continues. Also, I'm on team Mike and Ted. Ciabatta is a damn fine sandwich bread.
Thank you.
The trick to not having all the fillings fall out
is
when you bite into one is to make little dimples in each side of the bread by tearing out the center of each half. Why do I need to dress the bread?
But I don't want to do all that.
You don't got to do that.
I think ciabatta is better toasted.
It is much better toasted. I agree.
This way, the fillings stay within the sandwich. And with the bits that you've torn out, dip that into a sauce or dressing, or just spread a quick bit of butter on it and pop it into your gullet.
A quick bit of butter?
That's a quick bit of butter.
Cheers, Mitch. Is that from Sean? Sean in England. This is a guy who eats English food. Mm. He's saying that ciabatta is wonderful. And I believe that in England.
I believe it in England. I do. Now, look, he's right. Like I said, for dipping, I'm like, it's a perfect bread for dipping. It is just a terrible bread for a sandwich. Mm.
Here's another.
By the way, you know how Mike always does that baby batter thing?
Yeah.
So my buddy Tony, the bar he works at, it was his last night. I went over there. I've known Tony for years. Never met his wife. She is an auctioneer.
No way.
I start talking to her, and I start talking, and I go, yeah, we have Mike do the bet. And she's like, oh, yeah, but it just rattles it off. Went to the same school as Mike.
Hit us with a bet.
Wow. Betty bought her about some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a bitter batter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better. Betty bought her about a bitter batter butter.
Now, thank you, Western College of Auctioneer. Is that specifically your school, or if I'm an auctioneer from, say, Atlanta, would they probably know the same one?
No, I don't believe it is specifically my school, because I've heard of other people that know it, but they know a different version of it.
Okay.
There's certain differences with it.
How many different auctioneering schools are across the country, would you say?
From what I know, there's two main ones that I know of. There's another one in like Oklahoma or something like that.
Sure.
Is there like one for the better auctioneers? You know what I mean? Like, did you
that's
go to
Western,
lower,
yeah.
lower tier?
Yeah.
Or
is that
Western.
Is that university yeah. versus
so you
state?
Went to the Harvard.
I went to the Harvard of auctioneers.
All right. All right.
Very cool.
And that's what I'm saying. She, as soon as I mentioned it, she didn't miss a beat. Just rattled it off. And I was like, all right, you did go to the same school.
Yeah.
Another one on ciabatta. Ted and Mike are right. Ciabatta, when used properly, is a damn fine bread.
Yeah.
Trader
when
Joe's,
used properly, yeah. I can scrape things off of my pans.
Trader Joe's has a ciabatta baguette.
Yeah.
Fry up some shaved beef and caramelized onions. Toast the bread with mayonnaise to a pan.
Sorry you guys don't know how to utilize
with
the
provolone.
Greatness of the ciabatta
Look,
bread.
Ciabatta itself was a mistake. Because the guy, the baker that was making ciabatta, he was attempting to recreate either like French bread or baguette or something. He was trying to mimic something else. And it didn't quite happen, so he just gave it a different name.
A dude but dropped the burrito into a deep fryer, and now we have chimichangas.
That was genius.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was not genius, that was an accident.
It was an accident, but look, a lot of children walking
Lysol
around now.
Lysol was made to clean
accidents.
Vaginas, okay?
Beautiful people.
Nachos. Sometimes one thing has an intention, and then
Actually,
you come up with something great.
Lysol was not developed to clean vaginas. It was developed as an antiseptic, but I want to say it's during like the big cholera outbreak or something. But when they got a handle on it, Lysol said, well, people are going to stop buying it, so now let's switch it to.
We're going to take the Gwyneth Paltrow route.
Just going back real quick on the record, though. Your defense was that ciabatta shouldn't be eaten because it's a mistake.
No,
so then
because
on that same
like
token,
crap.
You can't say you like the chimichanga. So both mistakes can be both ways.
Hey, my argument was that he screwed up making a mistake. That's not why it's bad. It's bad because that's what he ended up with.
Mm-mm. Subject, men's room lager. Guys, I'm proud to announce the Sunset Grill in Gig Harbor. is now selling a Michelin lager from the Black Raven. I work here.
All right.
And I've been wanting to get your beer on for a while, so down the hole a bit, Jolas. That from Brett. Couple more here before we get to Ted versus the FCC. The live show, guys. Really enjoy watching your broadcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
Nice to actually watch a broadcast instead of listen to it. Thanks for all you do, guys, and rock on. That from Chris. If you haven't checked us out on YouTube, just search for KISW Rock. If you could, subscribe to the channel there, and please smash that like burger, as we like to call it, or give us a thumbs up, because apparently YouTube likes that.
They do.
Subject is police, as we had the police in the other day. Guys, when I was in grade 11, a friend and I bought $400 worth of Roman candles and bricks of firecrackers from a store back a ways. Where we lived, you could not buy them locally. So we took them and sold them out of my school locker. And a few days later, there's a knock on the family house door. The local PD were asking to speak with me. Not a pleasant conversation in front of my parents. However, we did triple up the money for the fireworks at the end of the day. That from Duncan. And that's why you do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, catching up on some of your past episodes, listening to the one with your hoodies. I wear hoodies every day, sometimes with shirts, sometimes without. I have hoodies for every occasion. The cheap ones, I wear to work. The really soft ones, at home. Undershirts, subjectable. Same episode, Thrill, mentioned that his wife gets an Amazon package every day.
Yes.
His name is on the mall.
Correct.
But they are never for him.
Yeah. Right.
Ditto. I had an Amazon driver actually knock on the door one day. He was wondering if my wife was okay, because he didn't have any packages for her, and he was worried. Rock on, love the show. That from Jay Bird in A-Town.
Yeah, I know I'm not alone on that one, man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Isn't that kind of the story? Wasn't there a guy that, like, ordered a pizza every day or something and didn't order it, and, like, the pizza parlor called to, like, do a welfare check?
And he wasn't okay.
On the floor or something
like that. I think it saved his life.
Yeah.
Subject is good food. Men's Room, I've been listening to you guys every day since I moved to Washington from Texas 11 years ago. Your podcasts are a huge reason I make it through the work every day. Miles, there's a good donut shop in Redmond called Sunrise Donuts and Espresso that sells Crueler Puffs Thursday through Sunday.
Ooh.
They are dangerously good. And the Ted Smith, if you haven't tried a breakfast burrito taquito from Whataburger, I highly recommend it. Also, if you've ever if you're ever in Texas near a Hard Eight barbecue, give it a go. One of my favorite barbecue spots, you order the meat straight from the smoker. Love you all. That from Meg.
Turns out I've been to Sunrise Donut. It is very good.
You have.
Let me interject real quick from the YouTubes here. The Fred Meyer in Ellensburg also sells the Men's Room's
Honor. Right.
Yes.
Injury to myself, it says.
I would say the QFC in, I guess, what's that name? I guess Northgate, Roseville neighborhood? That sells.
Kroger's got us, man.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kroger, yeah. Shout out to Kroger.
Thank you, Kroger.
Guys, after I had a small hernia repair, it's below the belt line. I was having relations with a female.
Oh, no.
She was on the top there, and during this activity, the wound opened up.
Oh, God, man.
Thankfully, it was only partially opened and drained a smallish amount of blood.
Oh, that's nice.
Clear fluid for a couple days.
Totally little blood, baby.
I now have a visible scar in my pubic region.
How do you like it?
When I trim them up. That's
weird. Turnabout is fair play.
And finally, one more. We got the subject is fridge nachos. Bitches, on the subject of nachos, my latest go-to at home is cold nachos. Started with that, having leftovers from tacos. For a quick, delicious lunch, just throw on the shredded cheese cold, plus toppings and some Tabasco sauce. Actually, not bad. Don't knock it till you try it. Longtime listener since 02, first-time emailer. Love the show. You guys never change. Love the consistency. That from Brett.
So the nachos, the cheese has never been melted.
Correct.
He's just making nachos with cold cheese.
What he said, he had the leftover nachos.
Right.
So whatever cheese was still on them is congealed and whatever. He just added fresh, cold.
I think the way that we're going about this is they had a taco night. They had leftover chopped up tomatoes and whatever.
Okay, all right.
So then you just throw all those together on the nachos and then just sprinkle some cheese on the top.
He was too impatient to heat it up. Not so bad.
Pop it in the doggone oven for a couple of minutes.
But that I can fathom. If the nachos had been hot, then cold.
Yes.
Gross.
It's like a Mexican dip that you'd bring over to somebody's house. It's a cold dip.
Yeah, good call.
It's got the beans.
It's like a seven-layer dip.
I have an issue with nachos that have sat out too long, because those chips get soggy.
They get weird.
Man. They get bad.
I think nachos are overrated, but another time.
Settle down, Smith.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz, petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits, Shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Buck.
Ah. Okay, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show.
Yes.
Where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
We only have two of these left, two late nights for the year.
I know.
The weekend to retire until 2026. But lo and behold, we get another listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Came in this morning. And it's kind of close to last week's, to be honest with you. Might be from the same guy. This one goes something like this. Got to be careful myself. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the Chunky Butt Flunker, with his fat funky fork. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
Please pronounce those ends, Ted.
He doesn't have a problem with it when I'm around.
Throw them ends out, Ted.
Come on,
hit them ends.
Don't talk about the pitcher while he's throwing a no-hitter.
Thanks for printing this out, Miles.
You got it.
Usually it's just an email. Like, I like you actually put some space in here.
I did.
Ted can read.
Ted Reed.
All right. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the Chunky Butt Flunker, with his fat funky fork.
Three times fast.
Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky Butt Funk Chuck, the Chunky Butt.
Wow, man.
Okay.
Damn.
Give me that thing back.
Damn.
Well, we know we don't have to do one for the rest of the year.
Jeez, man.
We'll take that one up to Tony V's in Everett next week. As Friday, you'll be hearing Ted versus the FCC live. It is a free show, absolutely free.
Right 21 before, plus,
right
thankfully.
Before the Unwrapped show. At
Look, that's
Angel
what
of the Winds
into.
Arena.
I know, but man, you put some real emphasis on that.
Live show starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hopefully you can join us next Friday up there at Tony V's. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.